Creed Deeds is a member of the Virginia Senate, and he joins us on the long line. Good afternoon, Senator. How you doing?
Afternoon, Coy. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to talking to you. So we have a lot we want to get to today, and but the best place to start, let's start close to home with some of the decisions that the governor has made recently regarding the budget. We are faced with a huge budget deficit here in Virginia. They're saying it could be billions of dollars. The governor has taken some action recently. What do you know about all this?
Well, here's what I know. The national economy's in slowdown. Everybody I know is looking at their 401ks and their plans for educating their children, and they've got concerns. This national economy affects us here in Virginia, too. We had to trim the state budget by $1.7 billion this past winter. The governor is looking at another $973 million in shortfall for the current fiscal year and probably something in the neighborhood of $1.5 billion in shortfall for the next fiscal year. And, you know, we just have to continue to be positive and have confidence that the strongest economy in the world, the American economy, is going to come back sooner rather than later. But we still have some tough days ahead. We have some work to do.
And how is that going to affect us here in your district where we are here in Central Virginia, you think?
Well, I think it's going to affect Central Virginia. It's going to Central Virginia and Northern Virginia, Hampton Roads, it's going to affect us all the same. The governor has, in my view, has dealt with this in a responsible fashion. You know, unlike Washington, when we have a shortfall, we've got a constitutional requirement to balance the budget. And so the governor's taken steps to bring the budget into balance. You know, the legislature only meets 2 months a year. The governor has to administer the laws and has to bring the balance sheets into has to bring the accounting sheets into balance. Now, What's happening at this point, and this is a result of the national economy, it's nothing that's happened, it's nothing unique to Virginia, but for the third time in the last 50 years, only the third time, our projections, our actual revenues not only have not met our projections, they've not met last year's revenues. They've not met last year's revenues, and so that's resulted in the governor having to take some pretty dramatic action to freeze some expenditures, to delve into the budget, and to make some cuts that are going to be pretty dramatic, that have resulted in some layoffs, that some other personnel changes that are quite unfortunate. Delayed the pay increase that was scheduled to go into effect this November.
We got a lot of teachers here in Central Virginia. I'm thinking of Albemarle County. We got a lot of folks who work listening to us right now who are employees in some way, shape, or form at the University of Virginia, and they're not looking at a cost of living increase this year.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is that does not prevent the cost of health care from continuing to rise. So the 2% pay increase was just an attempt to keep up with the cost of health care, and not a real good attempt at that, but it was the best we could do given the economic circumstances we're looking at. You know, families across this country and across the Commonwealth are having to tighten their belt, and the Commonwealth of Virginia does too, and that's that. You know, I would wish that we could take some other actions, but I think when we're met with these shortfalls, we have to do what's responsible, and we just have to tighten our belt like everybody else, and work our way through this. You know, I like to think, Coy, and you know, maybe it's too positive in the way I look at it, but this gives us an opportunity to reinvent the process of government, to look for ways to produce new efficiencies, and to make the process work better for the people of Virginia. I think the governor's, the way he's addressed this has been as responsible as possible.
We're talking with Creed Deeds, a member of the Virginia Senate and a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor come 2009, big election that year. Creed, let me ask you this. We seem to be witnessing in Virginia perhaps a historic shift, and I'm getting to the budget and specifically transportation funding.
Sure.
You know, there was a time in Virginia when transportation was not a core responsibility of the state government. If a region or a county, if you had some money, you had some roads. And if you didn't, you went without. And that changed. The Byrd machine came, you know, the 20s and the 30s and said, you know what, this is going to be good for everybody if the state makes this a core responsibility of government. We recognize that this is good for all of us. And it turned out that they were right. It was very good for business. People wanted to live in Virginia because, well, they had such good roads. we seem to be witnessing a shift back to the pre-Byrd years when it's up to localities to deal with their own roads. And, of course, they, unless you're in Northern Virginia or Hampton Roads, you likely probably don't have the money for any new roads.
Well, frankly, it's not only – it's tragic. It's tragic and it's somewhat embarrassing that counties like Augusta and Albemarle, not to speak of Fairfax or Virginia Beach, have to spend an increasingly larger amount of their budget, their local budget, every year on transportation projects. And when they have to spend money from their local budget on transportation, that means that it's coming out of the property taxes that we pay, the real estate taxes we pay, rather than some form of statewide taxation. The Byrd machine, as you call it, Terry Byrd had it right when he wanted to create a statewide system of transportation, because he recognized that a statewide system of transportation would enhance economic opportunity in every part of the Commonwealth. That was absolutely correct, and that's one of the things that's troubled me so much the last few years, as we've had all this discussion about regional authorities. The regional authorities in Hampton Roads, Northern Virginia, eventually, if you follow that trend, you're going to balkanize the entire system, once again, you'll be in the pre-1928 system where poor counties, where localities that did not have a lot of economic activity going on would have essentially second-class road systems. And that's not good for business. That's not good for life. That's not good for quality of life. We need a statewide transportation system. And frankly, you know, you talked about my campaign for governor. And when I'm on the stump, that's one of the first things I talk about the need to create a vision for the future of transportation in this Commonwealth. We've got to decide what kind of state we want to live in and what modes of transportation are relevant to our lives and how we're going to address our needs. That the problem is very real, and it is statewide. 40% or nearly 40% of bridges and tunnels statewide are structurally deficient. That's a very scary notion when you think about what happened in Minnesota a year or so ago. You know, and think about this. You know, because state law says that we have to use money to maintain roads before we build roads, more and more of our construction dollars every year spill over into our maintenance budget. It's getting to the point where before long, somewhere between 2011 and 2016, and I think the cuts announced 2 weeks ago in our VDOT budget make it more likely that it's going to happen sooner rather than later, but somewhere between 2011 and 2016, we're not going to be able to match the federal construction dollars we get right now from Washington. Now, think about this. We're getting now a higher percentage of federal dollars, you know, as compared to our investment in the national transportation system than we've ever gotten before. We're getting back 92 or 93 cents on the dollar. For every dollar we invest, we pay in federal highway taxes. We've always been a donor state. We're getting back now more than we've ever gotten before, but if we can't match that money, we're not going to get it back. So somewhere between 2011 and 2016, we're just going to say goodbye to that money, and the tax money that people pay in Charlottesville and Nellisford and Lovingston and Stanton and Harrisonburg and Waynesboro is going to be spent in South Dakota and Nevada and Montana and Alaska. So we have to address transportation in Virginia. And in my view, we have to address it on a statewide basis.
We're talking with Senator Cree Deeds. And, of course, one of the results could be as well less and less money for things like local police, schools, because it's having to go into local roads because some folks in Richmond have decided that they're not going to do it anymore.
Frankly, that is a big part of the problem. A lot in Richmond, often the discussion is how to pay for transportation. And historically, we've paid for transportation with dedicated sources of revenue that are derived primarily from people who use our transportation system. And those monies have been dedicated for transportation and not used for other purposes. We've collected state tax, rather state general fund taxes like the sales tax or the income tax, and those have gone for general fund purposes, education, public safety, public health. And we've had a pretty good line between the two accounts. When the state does not hold up its end on the transportation funding, when counties like Albemarle have to spend a significant amount of money on transportation, that's money that's coming directly out of the bottom line for public safety and public health. And so the point you raise is significant.
Yeah, and it actually could be much worse than the pre-1928 era if Richmond won't let places like Charlottesville and Albemarle form these local transportation authorities that can act as a fundraising mechanism to build these roads.
Well,
you know, if we're not allowed to do it.
I will tell you, I'm concerned about Richmond's inability to act, but I'm also concerned about the formation of these authorities, because I think that you end up balkanizing Virginia's state system. Just like I've supported the creation of authorities in Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia, and I will continue to support the formation of authorities only as a last result, only if we can't come up with a statewide fix. Because I'm afraid that when you have authorities, authority-run transportation system, you essentially have one class of roads in one area and second-class roads in other areas. We've got to think about this thing as a commonwealth. If any part of our commonwealth is sick, we've all got a responsibility to fix that part. That, and likewise, when we get sick, the other areas of the state have a responsibility to help us fix our problems. I think we have to think about this thing as a commonwealth, and that's the position I've advocated in the past. Frankly, I've not won that debate as a legislator, and we'll see how I do as governor.
Yeah, absolutely. Creed Eads represents Central and Western Virginia in the Virginia Senate. Before we let you go, your thoughts about we're now just a few days away from a historic election here in America. Virginia chooses a new president, a new senator. We could be choosing some new Congress folks to go to the Congress. Your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I've got my own partisan views on the issues, and here's what I think. We've had historic efforts in this state and other states to register people in unprecedented numbers, and I'm really excited that everywhere I go in Virginia and every part of the state, there is activity, there's an intensity of activity, and there's energy that I've never seen before about politics, and I really feel like many people are becoming re-energized about this process, this thought of what it means to be an American, what it means to be able to control your own destiny and have this great representative democracy. I'm so proud to be an American as we move, I guess now 11 days from the election, and I think we're going to have a huge turnout. I'm going to be out there fighting for my candidates in these last 11 days, and I fully expect all of my candidates, all of the folks I'm going to be for to win, but I'm very hopeful that we can all go out, respect each other's rights, vote for the candidate of our choice, and when it's all over, come together as Americans to support the winners and move our country forward.
Creed Eads is a member of the Virginia Senate here in the Commonwealth and a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The election, of course, is next year. Creed, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Coy. Nice to be here.